And now, football chat with Chris Gorham and Rob Butler. This week, the boys recorded their piece in the car returning from the Everton match. Those of you who don't like to hear grown men cry may wish to skip this bit. Otherwise, brace yourselves, gird your loins, and clench your buttocks. Here's Chris and Rob.
Hello to everyone at Chatterbox. It's Rob Butler here alongside Chris Gorham. We're on our way back from Liverpool. We've just seen Norwich City's final game of the season. It was all a bit of a dead rubber, but the Norwich fans were there in their numbers. They clapped their team off. A really bad performance, but Chris Gorham's with me. And, you know, just another sad day for Norwich, really.
Yeah, really frustrating end to what's felt like a very long, long season, hasn't it, Rob? Norwich lost 3-0. They didn't play very well. They didn't put up much of a fight, and it almost had the air of a team that we're not going to see play together anymore. I think a lot of those players have been together for a long time. They came down from the Premier League 2 years ago. They got up together. It all feels like it's got a bit stale and it needs a bit of a shake-up, doesn't it?
Yeah, the overhaul is needed in the summer. We heard that from the manager after, and quite a lot of people phoning into Canary Call. I'm sure lots of you guys listened to it. You know, it was kind of going a little bit hard in on Alex Neil. There was a lot of love for him after the Watford game. It was all kind of, he's the right man for the job. But there was one or two comments, maybe more than one or two, saying that perhaps Alex Neil isn't the right man for the job. And, you know, those no-shows, all right, we'll give him a little bit of leeway, the fact that yesterday was a dead rubber, Chris. But we said it, Swansea, Watford, Bournemouth, Aston Villa, there's been a lot of no-shows, and that's a worry, isn't it?
It is a worry. I know we speak to manager after every game, and I noticed a real steely determination about Alex Neil after the game yesterday. He was talking about in terms of getting things sorted out over the summer, giving the squad a bit of an overhaul, and I think he feels that he hasn't done himself any favours, hasn't done himself justice this season. And even though there was a bit of doubt immediately after relegation as to whether he wanted to stay on, because he seemed to take it very personally, I'm now sensing a man who wants to roll his sleeves up, go back to basics almost, and just prove to everybody what a good manager he is. But he'll need a good start next season.
He will, yeah. I mean, lots of people say give him 10 games. I think personally you need to give him till Christmas. You need to give him a good budget in the window as well. It's imperative that Norwich sign 3 or 4 strikers, because if you look at the strikers they've got on the books now, you've got Cameron Jerome, who, yeah, he'll probably do the business in the Championship. And Mbakani's probably going to go, or, you know, has already gone. Patrick Bamford probably would look for a move back in the Premier League, not that he's done a lot for Norwich. You've got Kyle Lafferty coming back, Ricky van Wolfswinkel, but I really think it's up front where we need to really strengthen. And then you look at the defensive issues that Norwich have had. Obviously, Tim Closer up in the air. I mean, he's injured and he's going to be out for a few months, so I guess hopefully he will stay because he can't move while he's injured. Ryan Bennett's there, he's a good centre-half. You know, Russell Martin, a makeshift one. Bassong, there's lots of strength needed in central positions for Norwich for me. I don't know what you think, Chris.
Yeah, they're definitely going to need strikers for all the reasons you've said. They've let a few strikers go this season, and the ones they've had in, particularly the ones on loan, haven't really done the business. And the defence, well, other than Tim Closer, that hasn't really been strengthened properly for 2 or 3 seasons. So, go back to what I said a moment ago, it all feels like it has got a bit stale. Maybe major changes is overstating it, because, you know, they've got players that know how to get promotion from the Championship, but it does need a good freshen up, and I think Alex Neil senses that.
And one more question, Chris, before we let you go. What was your highlight of the season?
Well, it has to be the win at Old Trafford. It's the first time I've ever seen Norwich beat Manchester United away, and the famous Tetti toe poke, the goal that he scored that proved to be the winner. I think Manchester United may not be the sort of force that they were when they had Sir Alex Ferguson and Ryan Giggs and Cantona and whoever else, but a win at Old Trafford is still one that you don't see very often, and still one that is worth remembering even in a bad season like this. But I think we're back down to earth now, aren't we, Rob? Because as we speak, we're driving back on the M6, and we've just seen a sign for Burton, which is where we'll be going next season, rather than Old Trafford.
And I'm looking forward to it, Chris, if I'm honest, because, all right, we want to be in the Premier League, but the Championship's a lot of fun. There's lots of games. Hope to see more wins as well. Yes, we want to be in the Premier League, but it doesn't matter. All the Norwich fans listening now, and all the Norwich fans out there, will stick with their team, and wherever we are, we'll always back our team. So thanks to everyone at Chatterbox for listening throughout the season, and we'll see you next season. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.